episode number 210, the post F-Body Summit Show 2009.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Here we are again for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And I feel like I got wheels on my butt because we just drove about
200 miles.
Yeah, about 230.
Yeah, something like that. I just rolled into town to do the show.
Yeah, literally. Just rolled in.
Yeah, on my butt wheels.
Yeah.
It's a new diecast car line from Mattel. Butt wheels.
If you haven't guessed already, we've been in Ohio, Talmadge, Ohio, for the F-Body Summit in, what was it, Classic
and
Show?
Northeast Ohio Camaro Club's
Fall Classic.
Fall Classic, yeah, yes. That's right, yeah.
At Summit Racing Headquarters in Ohio there. And let me tell you, that is like a Costco for automotive enthusiast junkies.
Times 10.
Times 10.
The place is absolutely massive. You could probably play several full-size, full-length football games simultaneously inside that building.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they had like their own like whole UPS like
hub
inside
there? Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's amazingly huge. I knew that they were big, and I was told they were big. The showroom was about as big as, I don't know, a large 7-Eleven.
What?
No, you know, it was bigger than that. It was probably about as big as your standard, you know,
supermarket.
Yeah. Not Walmart.
Right.
Maybe like a quarter of a Walmart size. Yeah. But it was just beautiful, man. You could eat off the floor, video games and snack machines.
Yeah.
T-shirts. And yeah. Oil and helmets and dragsters and wheelie bars and amazing.
Yeah.
So we were at the show this weekend. It was a great, great show.
Holy cow.
I can't say enough cool things about this one.
We had great weather.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of friends got to meet up with again.
Yeah, we met up with
the yearly F-Body show.
The yearly crew. I can't say enough good things about this show. I've been to a lot of car shows, and this one is way up there.
Dare I say it's better than Superfest? Close your ears, Barry.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just different combinations, so it made it different.
Yeah.
You know? Star Wars and Star Trek. Sometimes you like one, sometimes you like the other. At Summit, the grounds were great. You know what I liked about this event is that it was very, very simple.
Yeah.
There was nothing that I got to be here, I got to go there, I got to do this, and then you realize that you miss half the show because you can't be in two places at the same time.
Right.
The judging was great. The door prizes were pretty cool. The DJ needed help.
I liked how he was announcing the 2009 Firebird.
Yeah, and nobody bothered to correct him. I don't know.
An SLP's 2L1 car.
Yeah, we'll get to the SLP thing in a second. But this was put on again by the Northeast Ohio Camaro Club, along with Sherry Slocum, who's a friend of ours, who's a fellow Camaro disciple. And her crew, her team, just run a cool event.
Awesome.
The Ride and Drive, Paul Byther, One Fast Dog, was there. Him and his
crew.
Staff.
Yeah.
Man.
Great, great folks over there, man.
Bloody good time.
Oh, man. I had a chance to drive a 2010 Equinox, one of the brand new ones.
Yeah.
Had a great time with that car, too.
I was
the only one.
Well, yeah, they got, what, 10?
Camaros.
10 2010 Camaros.
And two Equinoxes.
And two Equinoxes. And
I went up there because the lines were huge. And I went and grabbed someone. I said, where's the line for the Equinox? And they said, well, sir, you are it. So make your own line.
Yeah, because you could drive a 2010 Camaro anytime you want.
Yeah.
Without an escort.
Right.
Or a prostitute. Wait a minute, that came out all wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, who else is there?
Well, we had the Camaro Big Three there.
Yeah, John, Scott, and Cheryl.
Along with Al.
Al Oppenheiser. You know, I was chatting with him on the way out. Mm-hmm. Turns out he likes to go up north snowmobiling a lot, too.
Really?
Yeah, so that was cool.
Maybe you can crash into him on the lake.
Thanks, Chris. We hung out all weekend with our good, good friend Tim DeYoung from Modern Camaro.
Oh, of course.
Used to be called 5thgen.org, but he... Yeah, I don't know. Did the little chrysalis butterfly thing, and now he's modern Camaro.
Yeah.
He's been a friend of ours for years, and it was cool hanging out with him. He's giving out T-shirts and everything. We discovered that all 2010 Camaros have an R2-D2 in them.
Yes, they have. Everybody's got an R2-D2 in their cars.
In their 2010, yep. Maybe you could call in and guess what we're talking about. Yeah. And if you were there when we were talking about it, you're ineligible.
Right.
SLP was there. This is a big deal, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because because the Camaro's back, now SLP is back with their package. And it's badass.
Oh, man.
Supercharged, lowered, exhausted. And
warrantied directly from your dealership. Mm-hmm,
that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. I understand they're working on a new website for it with a little bit more information, but for current information, which is can be found at slpcamaro.com, you probably see some pictures floating around too, because these cars are good looking.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure people are going to be posting pictures like crazy of these cars.
It sounds good. The new exhaust sounds really good. And it was good hanging out with David from SLP and Ed from SLP and the rest of the crew.
There's a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm. When I was talking to Sherry, I think she said there's just a touch over 200 cars there.
200 cars.
Mm-hmm. And these are Camaros and Firebirds.
Right.
I would
mostly
say that,
Camaros.
I would say that there's maybe 20% Firebirds, 15 to 20, maybe.
Yeah.
But there were some nice ones there. We ran into our big time 2010 forum poster, 2010 underscore fifth gen.
Oh, yeah, of course. We got to give a shout out to him.
Yeah, it was cool meeting him. His car looks so much better in person than it does in the pictures that he posted.
Those rims look really good on it.
And everybody was either didn't like them or they were iffy on them. In person, they look very, very good. Yeah. It's amazing the difference. And he's a good guy. Him and his buddy, we hung out with them for a little bit. And, of course, usual parking lot antics. What else is there? Nikki Camaros.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty good looking, too.
They had a couple of cars there. A
couple of different versions. Overall, man, it was a great show. I wish that...
I wish there was more hours in the day because I didn't get enough sleep this weekend.
Oh, I got plenty.
I went to bed at midnight and woke up at 5 this morning and then 6 yesterday morning. I just didn't get enough sleep. And then after that, basically almost 10 hours of driving from all weekend, whew, I'm exhausted.
I feel great. I had a Red Bull.
I didn't.
Well, go get one.
I came home and cut the grass.
Well, make your kid do it.
Yeah.
With his bubble mower.
Yep.
Oh, I got a text message. Oh, and shall I read it on the air? Oh, it's my son. He's at home. And guess what he's doing? He's mowing the yard.
All right.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between yours and mine. Mine's 13 and yours is 2.
He'll be 2 in November.
Yeah, you know what? He'll only cut himself with a lawnmower once and then he'll learn.
That's right.
How not to walk again. All right. So we probably ought to move on to... Terry Haino.
Oh, yeah, Terry. She had an interesting little mod in her Camaro.
Yeah. There's been some complaints about the rearview mirror in the 2010 Camaro that it's in the way.
Yeah.
And so Terry asked us to sit in her car and look at the rearview mirror, what they did to it to make it not in the way.
Yeah. Basically, they took it, they removed the, what is it, the outside of the mirror.
Like the plastic shroud type thing.
It just pulls off and they kind of flipped it around.
They just spun the mirror upside down.
And then moved it back on the mirror.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from the outside of the car, it looks great. From the inside of the car, unbelievable. You gain at least another inch, a half inch or so,
which is
of visibility.
And when you're talking about the low vertical rise of the windshield, that's a significant amount, actually.
There's only one downside, and that is when you flip it upside down, of course, all your buttons are upside down as well.
Unless you want to tear it apart and maybe move the buttons up right side up. But it was pretty neat. I don't know if I do it to mine just because it doesn't. I kind of sit low slung a little bit, pimping style, you know?
Yo.
Word. So I don't notice that the rearview mirror is in the way, but anybody, especially the taller dudes like you, and she's 2010 fifth gen, was kind of tall too. Give it a shot, you know?
Yeah. And Terry, if we didn't describe the mod properly, I encourage you to call in and give proper instructions.
And since you and your husband came up with it, we are calling this mod Terry's Mirror Mod.
That's right.
If Steve came up with it, then, it'd be the Haino Mirror Mod, I guess. But it's your call. Call in and let us know. So
just like you came up with R2-D2.
I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, God.
We'll see if anybody gets it. Or somebody's bound to call in who was there and says, okay.
Yeah. And they actually drove their Camaro from Washington?
Oregon.
Washington?
Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah. 2,500 miles.
You know, one way.
It made our 200-mile drive seem a piece of cake. They're not even going to be home until next Sunday.
I know.
They're stopping by, you know, making a vacation out of it. So.
Wow.
That's a hike.
That cross-country trip. Woo! Man. Got to give them a lot of credit for taking that drive.
Me stuck in a car with my wife for that many miles?
Ooh.
No way. Mm-hmm. One of us would be buried somewhere along the interstate halfway there.
Desert.
Yeah, in the desert. Mafia style. It was overall a great event. God, we could talk about it for an hour.
I know.
And if we don't move on, we will.
Yeah.
So what? What
we got some interesting tidbits out of the event that we can pass along.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I almost forgot.
Yeah. The convertible was announced for production in first quarter 2011.
And this has kind of been hovering around, but I don't know if it was official. It was a target date. Now it's, I believe, official, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. A lot of people are holding out for the convertible. You only have 15 more months to wait.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
The Z28 is...
Who knows?
Still not being made.
And they're still not commenting on it.
No. They
at all.
Of course, reiterate that it is a very important nameplate in Camaro's history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, our buddy Scott Settlemyer throws out the old, have faith!
That's right.
But look where that got us before.
That's right.
So that means something. No. It's good that we reinforce that to them. It keeps them on it. I'm sure they're already on it, but it keeps them knowing that we still want it. You know, we haven't given up the fight for that. So you just come on, you guys, just make the damn thing. Okay, let's cut to the chase. You know we want it, just make it. Shut up and make it.
Yep.
Fitz. I was busting Fitz's chops all weekend.
Yeah, it's all Fitz's fault.
the brake pads on were Fitz's fault. I didn't have the heart to, give Al a hard time about it. Yeah. That's what I love about the Camaro team is that we just have a good time. You know, there's no stuffiness about it.
Absolutely not.
Yep, there's no attitudes. It was just cool, man. What else did we talk about?
What else did we learn?
Well...
I think this was the biggest collection of fifth gens in one place that I've been to.
Oh God!
Since
there's a lot. It was neat looking.
There was a good amount.
There was one there this morning that I don't think was there yesterday.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was silver with Hugger orange stripes, the bright classic Hugger orange stripes, and it looked really good. I got a picture of it. I should try to post it somewhere.
Okay.
It was really unique looking. There's some good looking cars there. A couple of Tom Henry SSs there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see you. Tom Henry was there. Tom Henry himself. Yep. Always good to chat with. And he was telling us he's going to have some allocation soon. So that means that, not only will Tom, but probably some other dealerships as well, as things start really, really moving as far
good
as
the
assembly process goes.
Yeah.
Anything else, or should we...
Well, I think we should just move on, because we've got a whole bunch of voicemails this week. Probably because nobody called in last week, and we said we were going to sue somebody if people didn't call in.
Yeah, I don't even know why we were doing that. Probably just goofing around.
But, yeah, that was you.
Well, of course, of course. Before we get to the voicemails, if anybody has any thoughts or memories about the F-Body Fall Classic or the F-Body Summit, whatever it's called, definitely call and tell us about it. Give us your thoughts on it. And I think they're interested in thoughts for next year, too. So
If
you like the event or didn't like something about the event, get a hold of them and let them know so they can continue to improve.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, voicemails, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to just start kicking them off?
Let me just... Start shooting them up here right after another.
Okay, go.
Hey, Chris, Jason, Mudbone calling in. Don't have a whole lot to say this week. Things have been kind of slow with us, too, but you guys sounded so lonely on the podcast last week that I just had to call in and give you all a shout. Please don't sue me. I can't afford it. Nobody can afford a lawyer in these times. So, I'm calling in to get off of that. And also, my guess is what you were thinking about significance of the podcast week before last was the 208 podcast would have been the fourth anniversary. And it was really kind of interesting to me listening to that podcast. I really didn't think about the fourth anniversary, but I was thinking the same thing that you guys were talking about this week about how far the show has come. I've been listening for, a good while, not since the beginning, but pretty close. And I do remember the little tinny microphone, and I had pictured this little thing, my 8-year-old would use for some play school toy or something. And you do have a much better sounding podcast these States, and quality of the content is, you know, right among the best. So anyway, I know you guys love the encouragement, and I'm always happy to provide some. Keep up the good work. Always enjoying it. Take care. Have a good one.
Mudbone. Okay. We're pressed for time.
Yeah.
So that's all you get for this time. But yes, that was
the four-year anniversary.
We've been putting up with each other for 4 years. Yeah, I'm glad you care too. But play school? Well, it might have sounded like we were working on some sort
that
of
that was
like,
a horrible microphone though.
It was your idea.
We had to start somewhere.
Well, hey, let's do a podcast. For what? 4 years later, here we are. We just got signed to CBS for a multi-billion-dollar contract for the next 20 years, so thank you, everybody.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Wouldn't it, though? We're going to knock Drew and Mike out of the Detroit radio station area.
I doubt that.
Mudbone, thank you so much for noticing and for the great, great compliments. We really appreciate that a lot. That was a special contest that I was running, and so since you called in, you get another prize. I'm sure I've got your address somewhere, but send it to me anyway, and tell me what you've already won so I don't send it to you twice.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Alrighty.
Hi, guys. This is American Camaro. I was just wondering if you guys saw the new Castrol Syntech commercial. It has a fourth-gen Camaro in it. You guys might have seen it before, but it's one of those where sludge falls on the car and like makes it stop. It's like some guy about to go off a ramp to do some stunt or something. It's it's pretty interesting. Yep. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Have you?
Yeah,
I haven't.
It's like a setup where the dude's gonna jump a bunch of buses with a big old ramp, you know, Evel Knievel style, and he's in a red fourth gen Camaro with really crappy chrome hubcap looking wheels on
it.
And you know, he's like, "I'm the bad dude," or whatever, and he's going up the ramp. And as soon as he gets halfway up the ramp, the car like freezes, and then a big waterfall of sludge falls on it, a la you know the usual Castrol Syntech, you know, sludge dropping commercial. So yeah, you don't see fourth gens and commercials too much. I don't know why they picked that one unless it was like, give us a car. Let's use that one over there. Yeah. So yeah, good call. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah.
Got another one?
Yes. The next one I have though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do like a precursor here.
Okay.
Okay. It's gonna be long because this is more like a story here.
All right.
Okay. So before we kick this off, let's tell people how to call in.
Oh, absolutely. And since this one's long, normally we ask you to keep it to a minute or less, but
this is a good story.
We got to make an exception for this one. But here's how to contact us.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, you ready for this one?
I sure am.
Okay, you need to kick back. You know, just turn it up and enjoy.
Hey, Chris and Jason, it's Judd, Bones 3180 from the site. I just hit 100 miles on my new Camaro. Loving it, and couldn't be happier about it. And now I'll give you that story that I was going to tell you, but I wanted to wait till it was actually in my possession and driving it and all that. So the story goes, basically, last October of 08, I went to my local dealership on the west side of Los Angeles. I won't name any names, but if anybody knows the area, they'll know which one it is. And I walked in, and having listened to the podcast, before we can start, I'm only paying MSRP or below. And they said, well, and I said, I'm only paying MSRP or below. And he went to check with the manager, and they okayed that. So I said, great, let's start the negotiations and put the order in as soon as we have one lot in view. And they had, at that time, two allotted to them that were already spoken for, and it was number three on the list. So I put my $1,000 deposit down, and I said, you know, call me anytime, whenever you guys are ready to put the order in. That went for months and months and months, and then in April or May, I believe, of this year, he finally called, or I called to check up on it, and he finally said, my salesman said, "Yeah, we're ready to put your order in. What do you want?" And I told him exactly what I wanted, and he said, "Great, order's going in, no problem." And I had to, you know, print out from his computer his code was 100 and all that other stuff, and basically, a week or two later, he calls me back and he says, "You know, I got some bad news. The owner wants 5,000 over." And I said, "No, that's not going to happen. We discussed this. I'm only going MSRP or below." And he said, "Well, I don't know what to do. The owner said 5,000 over, and I'm just the sales guy." So I said, "Give me the owner's number." And I called him and I said, "That's ridiculous. We had an agreement, and I'm only going to pay
What happened?
We lost him.
Wow.
Stay tuned next week for the continuation.
You're kidding me.
No. Here, I'll cue up second part. He called back.
Oh, thank God. Because it was just getting good.
Hey, sorry about that. I was driving in the mountains and lost you there. Anyway, I was talking to the owner, and he said that I was the second guy. I said, "Move me back to the third guy, and I'll be... MSRP." He agreed to that. I said, "Make sure you tell the salesman so that he can email me so I have it in writing this time." And I didn't hear anything for a week, so I emailed him back, and then he called and said, "Oh, you know what, we got our allotment for number 3. We're ready to put your order in again." Went over it all again, put the order in, and a week and a half after that, I get another call from my salesman saying, "I don't even know how to tell you this, but he now wants 10,000 over." And I said, "Okay, well, you can send me my deposit check back, and I will never, ever do business with you people again, and it's ridiculous." So I was fuming mad. I called every dealership within a 30-mile radius of my house, found one, and worked with a girl named Sarah at the Camino Real Chevrolet, and we worked out a great deal. It was a little below MSRP, and so I was thrilled. Put the order in, and she said, "You know, there's probably about 17 people ahead of you, but, you know, it should be a couple months." I said, "That's fine. I'm still working in New Orleans, so by the time I get back, I'll be close, and I should have it by, you know, November, I guess." Anyway, in the meantime, I was looking on the site and found a link to a Chicago Tribune article about this specific thing where people were getting hosed by their dealers and they switch kind of thing. And at the end of this article, it said, "And if you really feel strongly about it, let the general manager of GM know how you feel." And it gave Ed Peeper's email address. And I recognized the name from listening to you guys on the podcast and thought, you know what? What the heck? I'm going to shoot him an email kind of describing exactly what I just told you guys. And figured I probably never would hear anything back, but at least they would get, you know, I'd get that off my chest. So an hour after I send the email, Ed Peeper emails me back, basically said, "I'm sorry you went through that. We'll get you the car." And so I got all excited. I don't know what that means, but about 2 hours after that, a gentleman named Randy, and I'm totally blanking on his name right now, his last name, but Randy, who's the sort of head of the Los Angeles General Motors, called me, and I explained to him what was going on and where I was in the process. And I was dealing with Camino Real now, and he said, "You know what, I know the owner there, let me make some calls." And I said, "Okay, well, knock yourself out." And the next morning, Sarah, my salesperson, called back and said, "I don't know who you called or what you said, but your order is going in today." And it basically went in, and the turnaround was less than, I think, a month and a half, and it was actually sitting on their lot for 2 or 3 weeks while I was still in New Orleans, and I just had to, I flew back this weekend just to pick it up and drive it. So a huge kudos to the GM guys, Ed Peeper and Randy, and my new favorite dealership, the Camino Real gang, and just couldn't be happier, and it's all thanks to you guys on the podcast and the website. Keep up the great work. I did have one quick question. I got the RS package, and I noticed the badging. I have a 2SS with the RS package, and I noticed the badging just has the red SS. And I thought, and maybe I just didn't read carefully enough that I would have the RS badging on the car. So if you could answer that question, if that's only something that happens on the lower models, but if not, I'm going to have to call my dealership back and have them change out my Red Bull SS to an RS. Anyway, again, loving the car. I'm now on mile 116, and I'm looking forward to putting another 100 and however many thousand more on it. Keep up the good work. Thanks for everything, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
What a great story.
That was phenomenal.
That was one of the best voicemails we've gotten in a long time.
Even though it was three times as long as
yeah,
we wanted to be.
But it was a good story.
It was good.
And that just goes to show you, I mean, why you shouldn't pay over MSRP.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Hey, you know, congratulations on your car and getting what you wanted, the price you should pay. Ed Pieper's a really cool guy for being that high up on Chevrolet.
Yes.
He's a very good guy. He runs a pretty tight office up there. And not to mention, he's just kind of goofy.
That's a cool guy.
Yeah, he is. So the dealership was pretty much raking you over the coals.
Holy
left and
cow.
Right.
First they tried to get $5,000 out of you, then $10,000 out of you. What made them think they were going to get five more out of you when you wouldn't pay them five in the first place?
Hey, Chris, can I borrow $50?
No.
Can I have $10,000?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, man.
It sounds to me
bait and
like,
switch.
Yeah.
It was bait and switch.
Yeah. They've got people in line ready to pay stupid money for these cars, and they don't care about you.
Stupid is the operative word.
Well, he did exactly what he should have done.
Mm-hmm.
He took his business elsewhere.
That's right. And he's happy. 100 miles, man.
Wow.
Calling us from his car.
I think he actually put 16 miles on his car
while he was talking to us. Neat.
That's just
a cool story.
Now, he had a question about the RS package.
Right on.
Go ahead and take this. It's a really easy one.
All right. When you get the V6 car with the RS package, the badge will be red RS on the back. When you get an SS without the RS package, it will be a white SS on the back and the front, of course.
Right.
Yeah. And then when you get an SS with the RS package, instead of white SS, you will have red SS, indicating it's an SS, and the red indicates RS package.
Right.
Did I get it all right?
Yep.
It was
just that easy.
Yep.
You see the little red SS on the back, you know it's got the RS package.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't say anything on the back, then it's a V6 with the LT package, I guess it would be. So again, congratulations on your car. Thanks for the cool story.
Awesome.
Enjoy that car.
Yep. We've got one more voicemail.
All right.
Hey, Chris, Jason. It's John again. Hey, can you talk about the gas mileage that you're getting in the cars, particularly the manual transmissions? With, you know, prices the way they are, just something that I'm keeping an eye on. And I know in the fourth gens, sometimes beat the ratings. I want to know if that's happened yet. I don't have a chance to look at the boards, just listen to the podcast. So if you have any info on the V6 mileage, I'd appreciate that too. Keep up the good work. Take care. Bye.
Well, I can comment on the gas mileage I got this weekend.
Okay.
I've got the manual transmission.
Yep.
And I was averaging about 24, 25 miles per gallon. So I don't know what's the rate at 23
something
highway,
like that,
24.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure because.
Do you know what kind of gas mileage you were getting?
Nope.
No,
I don't pay attention.
Oh, okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
I mean, if it was like 9 miles per gallon.
Well, that was all by myself in the car, bored. So I was even calculating how long it would take me to drive a mile, and then.
Oh boy.
I was bored.
Yeah.
So.
Not me. I did 120 the whole way.
Yeah, lucky.
Because Ohio cops love it when you do that.
As for the V6 mileage, no firsthand.
I'm sure that everybody's getting pretty close to what the next guy is. So in post, well, he said he doesn't post much, but
right. Well, if we hear, we'll talk about
it. That's right, absolutely.
So you can hear it.
It's damn good. How about that? For what it is, you know, it's pretty good. There was a V6 car there. That was really sharp looking. It was black. I just remembered this. There's a couple cars there that I just didn't notice yesterday, and it was really well done. Like there was all these little accessories, but it wasn't gaudy and hokey. Like it was like almost like custom. Like some things were custom painted, and and a lot of chrome trim underneath the hood and everything. It was really cool, man. I like the event so much, I keep going back to it.
Yeah.
So as far
it's
as
fresh, V6, fresh in our minds.
Right on. Sorry about that. A little detour. That's
it for the voicemails.
I guess so. So and they've all been previous winners.
I believe so.
Right. So nothing from the prize vault this week. However, if I'm incorrect and one of you voicemail dudes left us a voicemail and hasn't won in the past, but according to my records, you have. Anyway, just let me know. You know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
Let's do something that we haven't done in a long time.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Look out.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
You know, we had to bust out the digital homogeny this week just for this.
Yeah, we're busting the digital homogeny left and right and up and down.
Haven't used that bumper in a while.
That's because we've kind of pretty much reviewed all the websites out there. So this is like, this new site, sort of.
As Jason was talking about earlier, we're hanging out all weekend at the F-Body show with our good friend Tim DeYoung from fifthgen.org, which is no longer fifthgen.org. It's now moderncamaro.com, and that's why we're doing this.
Yep. So
let everybody know that the name change.
Right. That's it.
That's it.
Tim's a good guy, and he runs a good site.
He's a good friend of ours, and absolutely.
Yeah, so
we'll do whatever we can to help him out as well.
Yep, because he's happy to help us out. We've been, doing that for a long time. It's the way it's supposed to be.
Yep.
So, anything else, Chris?
I don't think so.
You know who wasn't there at the show?
Who wasn't there?
Our buddy from Too Cool Car Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got, I can't think of the special off the top of my head. The special where you get 10% off. I think if you just mention you're a Camaro Z28.com member in the order process at toolcoolcarstuff.com,
yep.
then you'll get a discount. We talked about him before. He's just a good guy. He has some great products. So just check it out, toolcoolcarstuff.com.
That's spelled T-O-O.
Right, right. And, yeah, cool with a C, not like the cigarettes.
Yep.
I was hoping to see him there because he's good to talk to. Just a bummer that, I don't know. He's probably at another show.
Yeah.
So, boy, I'm tired. I got to go home.
Yeah.
It was a long weekend, and I got a long week ahead of me for work. So,
let's get out of here.
Is that it? All right.
Let's recoup, and we'll be back at you next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.